Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Yud Dalet, and we will start with the Mishnah and Gimel Amabez. Yesterday we finished up the sugyas of Hashchas Zera Levatala, and we had a couple of the important Maimar Chazals on Amabez about Kashem Gerim Lisrael Kesapachas. What does that mean? And in Medavid Bach, Yikolakol and Shama Shebaguf, and other Maimar Chazal. Okay, next Mishnah in this parak. HaCharesh, this parak is all about Bedikos. As we learned in the first Mishnah, as that's how we got into the whole sugya. For women bedikos are wonderful, men bedikos are terrible. Says the Mishnah, HaChareshes, the Ashota Vasuma, HaChareshes, who the Gemara assumes now maybe just means a deaf person, deaf woman, Vashota, and a mentally unstable woman, Vasuma, and a blind woman, Vishenitrifa Daita, and a woman who lost her mind, Im Yesh Lohen Pikros, Misaknos Osan Venochos Betruma. These women want to eat truma, so we're worried that they might be nidas, and how can we feed them truma if they are nidas and they're not aware of it? So that's why if others do bedikos for them, so in that way we would be able to give them truma. Again, it could be very halacha lamaisa. In certain cases, bisman beis hamikdash, you want to give somebody truma, but they're not mentally stable enough to be aware of whether they're being metami the truma or not. And we have a mitzvah of mishmeres truma osai to guard the truma from tuma. So therefore, we can help the woman out and do a bedika for her. Says the Gemara, chareshes yi tidaklanavsha. Why should a chareshes have to have somebody else check? Let her check herself. The Tanya, Rebbe, Chareshes Haisa Bishkuna Seinu. Rebbe says there was a Chareshes in our neighborhood. Lo Daish Abodekas La'atzma, Ela Shachavuseha Roos Umarusla. She even checked for her friends. Right? She was a Poseket. Right? She was brought the colors and she told them what the color was, whether it was a problematic color or a non-problematic color. So what do you mean a chareshes can't check herself? So the Gemara says, yeah, hasa b'midaberes v'eino shomas. The case where she was able to paskin, so to speak, on the color. So that was a case where she was able to talk, but she wasn't able to hear. Rashi, kfar shama. She used to hear. She wasn't deaf from birth. She used to hear, v'lamda l'daber, v'yakakas charshak. As we know, if somebody is deaf from birth, it's very difficult. They've never heard speech. But she knew how to speak, and then she lost her hearing. So that's the type of woman we're talking about there in Rebbe's neighborhood. Hacha, in our Mishnah, b'she'ina medaber, v'ina shomas. There, it's, in our Mishnah, it's no deaf-mute. Kidetznan, cheresh, edibruch, hachamim, chamakom, eina shomeh, v'ina medaber. Cheresh is a huge discussion in the poskim, bizman, that in the days of the Talmud, the days of the Noda Yehuda. Even 200 years ago, one of his first tshuvas is relating to the status of cheresh. What if we know that a cheresh or a chareshes have some das? Used to be that we thought that they were labnei das, but what if we have certain testing, bizman hazeh, that we could check their level of das even if they can't express it? So does that change the status of a cheresh? So that's what the Gemara here talks about. A cheresh that we're talking about in the Mishnah is Eino Shomei Aveinu Medaber, which Chazal assumed is a Lav Bar Das. That's why a Bedika has to be done on their behalf. Good. Hasuma, a blind woman. So ask the Gemara, why can't a blind woman do the Bedika herself? E Tivdak L'Nafsha, the Techzil Chaverta. Why can't she do the actual Bedika and she'll show it to her friends? Why should her friends have to actually do the Bedika? Amar Biosi Reb Chanina, Suma in a Mishnah. You're right. Take Suma off the list. Suma does not belong in the Mishnah. It is, she would be able to check herself. Next, Shenitrafadaita. If she had Tir Fadas, somehow she lost her mind. Hainu Shota. What's the difference between that and Shota? Two different women in the Mishnah. Both of them are halachically, mentally not stable. If she's Eina Shamas, Veina Medaberes, then the Gemara assumes that she's a Lav Bar Das, and therefore she cannot even perform the Bedika. Right, that's the Shiloh, Bisman. Once, let's say there's a time in history when we can know that there is a certain level of das, Chinami probably should get. I don't think this is a halachic category. If a woman proves and we could tell that she has a certain level of das, then we would be able to allow her. So Hainu Shota. So what's the difference between Tirif Hadas and Shota? V'shenitshu v'dayta machmas choli. Shota and Tirif Hadas means there's a woman who's normally healthy, but then she had Tirif Hadas because of some type of sickness, Rachmana Litzlan, and that's the two categories in the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan says the Tosefta. Kohen Shote Matvilen Oso Umachilen Oso Truma La'erev. A Kohen Shote, we dunk him in a mikvah, and we give him Truma that night. as you know, after Harev Shemesh. We know the three levels of Avos HaTumah. First parak in Kalim discusses. If you have a Mechusar Kippurim is the lowest level of a Tumah, that Tumah that can't come out of a person. Mechusar Kippurim is only Asur for eating Kachim. Right, that means somebody who was tummy for 7 days, they have to wait till day 8 in the morning to bring their carb. But until they bring their carb, they cannot eat kachem. The night before, a tful yom after shkia has the same halacha, but a tful yom before shkia cannot eat truma yet, but they could eat meiser sheni. That's the first mission in Shas. Mishakon kohanim nechnasim lechal trumasan. During the day, before she goes to the mitvah, for he or she goes to the mitvah, they can't even eat meiser sheni. Right, those are the three levels. Meiser rishon you can eat even betuma. Meiser rishon could be eaten by zar. There's no kedusha to meiser rishon. But the three levels of before tful yom, after tful yom, and but after Mechusar Kippurim, the three levels are Meiser Sheni, Truma, and Kachim. So, in this case, once we wait till nighttime, then we could give them Truma. Umishamrin of Soshalo Yishan. And we make sure that they don't sleep, because sleep might cause a re'ia that would make them tamei. So the Gemara says, Yashin tar, lo yashin tamei, lo yashin tar. If they did sleep tamei, lo yashin tar. If they didn't sleep, then fine, they are tar. Right? Similar to what we discussed, what the Gemara discussed at the beginning of Yuma, while we don't let the Kohen Gadol sleep the night of Yom Kippur. Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok Omer, Osin lo kis shel or. Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok says, no, you have a security. You don't have to make sure they don't sleep. Let them sleep, but put a kishel or put a leather pouch around the makom. So if there is a re'iyah, the leather pouch will get wet, and one will be able to see if the person is tamei or not. Amrulo, they say to Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok, what do you mean? A leather pouch, of course that would cause problems, because that would itself cause pressure on the makom and excite the person and cause chimum. So the Gemara says, Amalahan, he answers them, L'divrechem, Shota in Lotakana. But according to you, then, a Shota has no takana. I mean, how is a Shota, you know, how is he going to tell you anything? So the Gemara says, Amrulo, L'divarenu, Yashin Tamei, L'Yashin Tor. No, we hold there's a chilek, there's a distinction, even for a Shota. Even for a Shota. If a Shota does not sleep, so then we can assume that there is, it is Tahar, only if the Shota or a non-Shota, or a Pikeach sleeps, would it be a problem. L'dvarecha, but according to you, even with the pouch, there's still a problem. Shema yira tipa kachar, dova tivla, because maybe there will be a tipa, there will be a drop that comes out, but it would get absorbed in the pouch. So therefore, it's better not to use the pouch, say the Chachamim to Reb Elazar Reb Tzadok. Okay, similar idea. We're talking here about an Isha checking for Nida, and they were talking about a man checking for Shechva Zara.
And Tivas Chardol is Ladina, right?
A Tivas Chardol is, meaning not just a Chomer like Nida, but yeah, it's in terms of making the person Tamei. I think the amount of, you needed a certain amount of Shechva Zara to be Tamei others, but Re'iya Shechva Zara, I think that's, that is enough. Tana Mishum Rabbi Elazar Amru Osin Lo Kisha Mateches. They say in the name of Rabbi Elazar that you can make a kiss that has a hard surface, meaning only a soft surfaced pouch would cause chimum, but a surface that does not have a soft pouch, that would be okay, as we discussed yesterday, with a hard surface, a matlis aveh, and the others would not cause any type of chimum. Amr Abaye Vishal Nechoshes, copper. I had to make a type of copper pouch, but a hard pouch made out of metal. Kedetanya, as the Brisa says, what Brisa? This is really a Mishnah in Maseches Parah, which tells us that Nechoshes does not absorb. That's why we're bringing this. Not only is it hard, but it doesn't absorb, and therefore, if there was a re'iyah, one will be able to see it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rowan Osun, give Olin Shalezov, Ki'ilu Hein Shal Nechoshes. We know, we had a couple of days ago, that you need a shear for the Hazaah, for the Hazaya, in terms of the amount that needs to be in the bowl before one is mazeh, before the Kohen is mazeh onto the person who is Tamei Meis, you need a certain shear. How much of a shear? So it talks about however much would be is left besides being absorbed. So we view it. That's where the line comes in. Rowan, so we view the mechatas, and we view the givolin, the stalks that you stick in, as if they are made of nechoshes, so that they wouldn't absorb. You're right, the givolin do absorb, but just to measure and to calculate the shear of the hazoya that you need, you treat it as if it was copper. So you see from there, the copper is the example that's given of something that is not absorbent. Okay, period. Amar Rapapa. So what does Rapapa say? said that you see from this whole discussion about creating the kiss, Shma Mina Mechnasayim Asurim. What do you see from here? It must be that wearing pants is Asur. We're talking about men here, not women. Right? Mechnasayim Asurim. Right? Mechnasayim Asur. Why? Because that rubs against the Aver, and therefore that could cause Chimim, just like the Mishnah said that you can't have a pouch, so Mechnasayim Asur. Ay, Vahoksiv. What about Pasuk in Chumash? Vasei lehem Mechnasay Bad. Lachasos Psar Erva. What about the Mechnasayim or one of the 8 big day kahuna? So, isn't that a problem? Isn't that, don't those Mechnasayim then cause Chimum? How could we have them? So, Hahu Kidatanya. No, that's different. Those Mechnasayim are made differently. Kidatanya, Mechnasay Kohanim, Lamahe Domin. What are they compared to? The Mechnasayim, the breeches of the Kohanim. Domin, Malim Domin, Kamin Pamlanya Shel Parashim. They're like the Bega that was worn by horsemen, a type of girdle. It went just under the chest until the knees area. And they had ties or laces on them, which could tighten or loosen it. They didn't have a specific spot for the base of the erva. In other words, it was loose. It was loose enough that it wasn't pressing against the body, and therefore it did not cause chima. So there's something lamaisa and lamdis. First of all, lamaisa says the Ritva already. We all wear pants. Right, the Ritva. In the days of the Ritva, they didn't just wear togas. But so we wear pants as the Ritva. V'yachshav kula b'davar hazeh b'chol ha'aretz hazos. V'ein li'am ha'alot shenismoch. He says, we all wear pants. I'm not exactly sure why. That's what he says. The Rambam quotes this halacha only in Hilchas Trumos. So that already is the beginning of the explanation. If you look in the Ramah, in Evan Ha'ezer, Simon Chav Gimel, Sifav, the Ramah in Evan Ha'ezer, Chav Gimel, Vav, the Ramah quotes, we'll get the Shonar quotes from Halacha that we'll talk about in a few minutes, but in the Gemara about riding on animals, but the Ramah says, Bigemara Perakol Ayad, sounds like an Achron. Bigemara Perakol, he is an Achron, but it doesn't sound like a Ramah. Bigemara Perakol Ayad, Mashba Da'asar Lobosh Mechnasayim, Im Lo Asuyin Kibatesho Kayim, Mishum Demevi Lidei Ashchasa Zera. Unless they're made very loose, so then it sounds like you can't wear them. V'yavo b'shefsha litchos, Dibigemara Lo Ka'amar Ela B'yemehem, Shahaya Lahem Truma, V'ika Lamechash Lotuma Saguf. Maybe this whole requirement is only bizman that there is truma. Mikal makom, mi dehevi harush bipsakov. The Rush quotes this Gemara. Mashma da'ap bizman is aser. Right? If the Rush quotes it, so then Pashus, Rush didn't live in the times of truma. So umashanago heter, and he quotes the other lines. But that's the Svara Lahakel, which is quoted in the Ramah, is that it was higher standard bizman ha-mikdash, but Mizman that it was truma, but he notes that the Rush quotes it. So Lamaisa, what's the hatter? What's the hatter that everybody today wears undergarments and wears pants? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan there in Simon Chaf Gimel and Evan Ezer also discusses this, and he quotes after quoting the Ramah, V'yadvar mivuarim shadavar zelo nomar ela b'mechnasayim ha'asuyim kis miyuchad lo ha'ever b'fnei atzmo. There wasn't a generation that didn't wear pants, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So it must be, if there's a certain type of pants, a certain type of shorts or undergarments, that is mechamim the Aver. So that will be a problem. It's a certain type of material, a certain type of how it's created and how it's functioned. But if it's a type of beged that everybody's used to, and everybody wears it, and it does not cause chimum, but rather it's for comfort, and it allows a person to go about their daily activities, then pashas is not a problem.
Even
bizman hamikdash, good question. Bizman hamikdash, so we can have a higher standard. That's unclear. Maybe bizman hamikdash will have to have an even higher standard of totally loose type of boxers that would be required. But that is, you know, many... Orthodox Jews and observant Jews wear pants and wear undergarments that are tighter than just a loose fitting boxer. So mustama is because that there's no chimum involved past hundreds of years. That's just the way that's accepted and what is done by all. Okay, so that is the Aruch HaShulchan, important Aruch HaShulchan and Sibzayin. That is in terms of Lamaisa. Lundis a little bit. We had an Ian share about this a couple of years ago, but just to refresh our memories of two or three points. Every one of the Big Day Kahuna can have their own discussion, right, their own uniqueness. But it's interesting, the Mechnasayim, on the one hand, they seem to be the least important, so to speak, one of the Begadim. If you look at the beginning of the list in Parshat Tetzaveh, six out of the eight Begadim are listed. When it says, L'chavar l'sefares, Mechnasayim are not on the list. But interestingly, neither is the Tzitz. The Mechnasayim and the Tzitz are left out. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, the Tzitz, because of its awesome nature, it's unique, and the Mechnasayim, because of its lowly nature. Right? So that's the Aruch Chaim there. That's why it's left out of the beginning. So there are certain elements of Mechnasayim being a lower level beged than the others. It's more just like just to cover up the erva. But on the other hand, there are eight Big Day Kahuna. It's called one of the Big Day Kahuna. And like the Gemara says in Zvachim, every one of the Begadim is Mechaper on a different Avera. It's on that list. It has a certain special quality also. And amazingly, there are two points, maybe this already answers the question, that uniquely apply to the Mechnasayim. When the Gemara says that you have to put on the Mechnasayim first, there's a Gemara, Shol Yehei Davar Kodem L'Mechnasayim, that is the only Beged that has an order. The Rambam quotes an order to every one of the eight Begadim. But if you look in Chazal, the Gemara only has one. Just the Mechnasayim have to be first, that's it. Everything else, do whatever you want, according to the Gemara. Number one. Number two, the Mechnasayim is the only one in the Torah that has a reason built into it. Right? The Torah says, L'chasos, let me find the, if I brought the pasuk, L'chasos b'sar erva. Right? That's the, instead of saying, did I quote that? I don't know if I brought the pasuk, but you could look it up. Pesukim in Tetzaveh, the Mechnasayim, a reason is quoted. Right? You have the pasuk? Right, the Gemara, the Gemara quotes, Basil Mechaseva, Lechaz Erva. Yeah, the Pasuk of the Gemara quotes, that's why I didn't bring it. Lechaz Psar Erva. So it's there to cover up. So it doesn't say where it sits to do something. It doesn't say where the other to do something. So maybe it could be, you're right. It's the most basic Beged, but its Mahus is to remove the shame Erva. That's why it has to be first. That's why the Torah says it's reason. Lechaz Psar Erva. That's why it has to be first. You can't put on the ketones, which might be long enough to cover the Psar Erva, because then the whole purpose of the Mechnasayim would be undermined. It has to be first because that is meant to remove the Psar Erva. Okay, there's different suggestions, but we spoke about this in the past. There is one line in the in reversive angle, here it seems to say something like this: Dehem hu shalovesh rishona vidvukim laguf vikvar husar bam boshes ha'irum. That's the language of the Beis Ha'otzar on page 58. Okay, either way, so a little bit of lundis and a little bit of lemaisa on pants. Okay, we're not getting into pants for women right now. Not today's topic. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaya. Rochve, we're still talking about the issues of chimum. Rochve gemalim asurim lechol b'truma. Rochve gemalim, those who ride camels are asur to eat truma, because we assumed it was chimum. They ride directly on the camel, and therefore we assume that there was chimum. Tanya nami hachi, rochve gemalim kulam rishoyim. People ride camels, they're Rishonim. Sapanim, we have a Gemara like this similar at the end of Kiddushin, if you remember. Hasapanim kulam tzadikim. People go in boats and ships, they're tzadikim, because they're always scared. It must be they have a lot of Yerushamayim. Hachamarim, mehem Rishonim, mehem tzadikim. If you ride a donkey, it depends. Some are Rishonim, some are tzadikim. How do you know? Igat the army, how to make up, how to low make up. It depends if you wear have a saddle or not. A saddle is hard, and if you sit on a saddle, there's no chimum. That's, they can be tzaddikim, and without a saddle, Rishon. I don't think it's automatic in these cases. I think you have to be choshesh and worry about them. V'yigad d'amri, ha de mitartin, ha de lo mitartin. Or the other one is mitartin. Do they ride it sideways with both feet on the side, or do they ride it in the middle, like a normal way of riding a donkey? So, riding it on the sides, that would be okay. Look at Rashi. Rochev ki'isha. Like a woman doesn't ride the with one leg on either side, because they say that could cause problems for her psulim. So the matadar the loma tartan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So period. Stop there. Vaiter. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Oh, even before that, the Shemesh Yehuda Balacha fascinatingly says, if you look closely in the psukim in Sefer Bereishis, the Avos never rode camels. The Avos never rode camels. Right, if you look closely, Vatakam Rifka v'naroseha v'tirkav na'lagamalim. Where's Eliezer? Why wasn't he on a gamal? Right, Yaakov. Vayisaz banav es nashav al hagamalim. Right, but the children were younger. They put them on the camels. The lo shayach v'emirur. V'chink shalach Eliezer el aram na'rayim. V'yikach eved asara gamalim. V'yelach v'yakam v'yelach. Right, shalom rachav al gamal, shalom halachalach paraglav. He quotes, the Sefer Bracha, the Torah Tamima, many psukim that emphasize, maybe they'll ride a chamor. But not gamalim, because Walam have this chimum issue. Does this mean a one-time camel ride that somebody goes on for 10 seconds? I don't know if there's chimum there, but if somebody is constantly on those animals, and there are other examples given in the poskim. Not as if somebody's in a profession where chimum is a definite possibility, one has to be worried. Viter, Reb Shua ben Levi, light aman denogia parkad. Reb Shua ben Levi cursed the one who slept a parkid. What's a parkid? Lying down flat. Which way? So lying down on your back or on your front. So whatever you say, the Rambam says is usur. But here Rashi and Tosfos take different sides. Rashi says here a parkid, as he says elsewhere as well, feet on lying on your back. One shouldn't sleep on their back. It's not covered. Rashi says gunusu shepamim sheiskash sheiver b'toch sheinaso v'yisgala. Right, maybe a person will be lying on their back and they won't be in a tznius position. Again, it sounds like they weren't wearing covers. Right, that's what wouldn't be as tznius, but even afal pikein, the Rambam says you're supposed to sleep on your side. Right, that's what you get out of this Gemara. V'yoche yodam munachas olivero umischamim. So a person shouldn't lie on their back, says Rashi Slanei Aparkid. If you look in other Rishonim, Tosfos here quotes the Arach, no, the opposite, lying on one's front. Right, that would be a problem because that would cause more chimam. Eini, or either, and the Rambam quotes both. Any, is this really true? V'yamar Rav Yosef parakdon lo yikra kriyashma. Rav Yosef says that only kriyashma is this in an inappropriate position. Kriyashma hu delo yikra, ha mikna shapar dami. You're just not allowed to say kriyashma that way, because kriyashma has a higher standard. But just to sleep in that way, right? Sounds like according to Rav Yosef, wouldn't be a problem. Or says, no, le'inyin migna, regarding sleeping, ki matli shapar dami. You can sleep on your side. That's good enough. Le'inyin kriyashma ki matli aser, but even kriyashma on the side is not good enough. That's what it means. Kriyashma has a higher standard. Prakton in that case, Rav Yosef means on one side. That's also not good enough for kriyashma. You have to sit up. V'yomer Rav Yochanan matli v'kari kriyashma. Rav Yochanan used to do it. Where it says shiny Rabbi Yochanan debal basar habit. He was large, so that's why he couldn't. It was hard for him to get up. Then he could stay on the side. They were fascinating. There are various gemaras throughout Shas to talk about the anatomy of Rav Yochanan. Even in Brachas Daf Hey, Rabbi Yochanan had an arm. They rolled up his sleeve. His arm lit up the whole room. Right? The Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Chaf in Brachas, where it talks about how he used to sit outside the mikvahs, and he wasn't worried about, the Bach there says, he wasn't worried about Yetzaharas, because the Gemara says that he had very long eyebrows. Right? So he couldn't see anything. So he just sat there. He wanted them to see the Gadol Hador, but he wasn't seeing anything. So he had shining arms, long eyebrows, and he was a Balbasar. Okay, so far, that's what we know from Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Stop there for a minute. So again, this is, some are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. One, again, has to know all of these chimum halachas. I would say a lot of it has to do with what people are used to in terms of not having chimum from wearing pants, from being in certain positions. But the Rambam says, you're supposed to sleep on your side, which is what many do. Makor of the day, the Rambam, in one of his letters. Here it is, coming for today. Famous letter. The Rambam writes a letter to his translator, Ibn Tibbon. Writes a letter. It was in Arabic, but it's translated here in the Igros HaRambam, if you want to look it up, in the Masada Rav Kook, Chelek Beis, page Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. The Rambam speaks about his daily schedule. What's his daily schedule? Because somebody says to him, Rav Shimon Ibn Tibbon obviously wrote him a letter, I want to come visit you. The Rambam's like, you could come, but I have zero time for you, just to let you know now. He says, I wake up early in the morning, and I have to go straight to Cairo to heal all of the Sultan's family. He says, B'chol b'chol yom, ani ola la'al kahira. And if there's nothing crazy going on there, I'll come back about noontime. I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. And I see in my hallways full of people. Goyim, Yehudim, Bohem Chashuv, Ubulti Chashuv, Chashuvim, not Chashuvim, Shoftim, Veshotrin, Erev Rav. Right? Everybody's there. They're waiting for me. They're waiting in line. That's the closest kupa. Right? Yadu es es shuvi. They all know when I come back. So, they're waiting for me. Erei me'al ha-behema. Interestingly, I rode my animal there. Ve'erchotz kap yadai ve'itzei aleihem lefaisam lamtinosi. I go out and I tell them, "Could you just wait a minute? I just need to eat something." At she'ucha lechal achilas arai ve'hi me'es la'es, his only meal of the day. He eats. He grabs a little bite after he comes back from his trip to Cairo, and he gets a little bit. Ve'itzei l'raposam. You think the Rambam was sitting there writing the Mishnah Torah in with an air conditioning on in a private den, right? He says, no. He says, I go out to heal them, and to give them prescriptions. Lo yasur ha-nechnas va-yotzei pa'amim ad halayla. Ulif'amim be'emunas ha-Torah ad sof shtei shtos min halayla. And I say, be'emunas ha-Torah, till the middle of the night. Va'asaper lohem, and I talk to them. V'ani shochev. Why are we doing this? V'ani shochev prakdan mirov ha'ayefut. I can't move at the end of the day. I'm just lying there, prakdan mirov ha'ayefut. V'yikanes ha'layla v'ani b'tachlis ha'cholsha. The night comes, I'm like, oh, I can't move. Lo uchal ledaber. Sof davar lo yuchal echad mi Yisrael ledaber li o lehitchaber bi zulas yom ha'shabbos. Only Shabbos. Az yavo kula machar atfila an higat zibur b'mashe yaseh kol ha'shavua. I tell them on Shabbos what to do the whole week if anything's coming up. V'yikru b'kriya chalusha adat zarayim. They got to get to davening and they lower me till davening, till afternoon. V'yochel adarkam v'yashuvu k'sasam v'yikru shenis ad tfila samayrav. And a couple people come back and stay with me till mayrav. That's the right. Zo tochen in yoni hayom. Velo siparti alexas mashe tireo be'ezus hakel yisaleh. Ukshetashlem lachenu pirish mashe tchaltabo. Okay, so he talks about how he has no time in his life. But I saw it quoted, how can he lie down prakdan? Says he lies down prakdan. So some say maybe the only issue is sleeping. He wasn't sleeping, he was just resting. He was just resting on his back. So Gemara only talks about sleeping. Sleeping, there could be any issues, but lying down. Or the other heter given, I saw one of the Morris Hadaf sheets, he says maybe because he was a Kzir Chola. Nachola's, there's more leniencies. He was Mamish wifed. He couldn't move. If he can't move, he can't move. Okay, so that's the Igros HaRambam, Rav Shimon ben Tibbon. I'm not sure if this is the one that he writes, that he signs his name, that living violating, doesn't say here at the end of this letter, right, that he's violating four Averas every day. There's one of the other letters of the Rambam that writes that because he's living in Mitzrayim and he's not living in Eretz Yisrael. Here he just signs it. Shalom Chai Didi, Katsa Moshe Bar Maimon Asfardi Zatzal, B'yom Shmini L'Tishrei. Wow. 2 days before Yom Kippur he wrote this letter. B'yom Shmini L'Tishrei, Aleph Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, L'Ashtaros. Okay, V'shalom. Peace on you. Okay, here we go. Says the, but we'll do Igros HaRambam Yomi one day. Says the Mishnah. Derech Menos Yisrael Misham Shos Mishnah Edim. Like we said in the last Mishnah, they used to do Bedikas in the days of Taharos. So, this is the Derech Menos Yisrael. What Bedikas were done during the days of Taharos to make sure that they were Tahora. So, Misham Shos Mishnah Edim. They used to use two Edim, two cloths. Echelo ve'echelo, one for him to check after the Tashmish to make sure that there wasn't any dam. Ve'echad ve'echelo. Again, as I mentioned, Rov Rishonim assume Bedikas b'shas Tashmish do not apply b'zman hazeh. Right? Kol ha'bayla ein tzarech bedika, as I said in the last Amud of the first parak. But there is a Rambam. Be aware of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Dalet Tezayin seems to say that even b'zman hazeh there should be Bedikas tamid. Lagabe Baila, and Agos Amonios quotes all the Rishonim there that say, I don't know where the Rambam gets this from, it's only Lataris. Okay, but either way, let's assume a Pashtus, this is Lataris. Vatsnuos Besagna Shlishi Lesagna Sabais, and the Snuos get a third aid to clean themselves. Lesagna Sabais. We mentioned it back in the first parak, that Snuos, that means they have two different aid, them, one for before Bia and one for after Bia. Nimsal Shalom, what if right after Bia, the man cleans himself and he finds dam tamein, so that's considered dam nida. We don't know where else it came from. It must have come from her. V'chayav and karban, and it's chayav achatas for beer with a nida. Nimsal shalah if it's found on hers. Oso yom if it's found immediately tamein v'chayav and bekarban chatas nimsal shalah laacharzman. But if it's found on hers laacharzman later. We'll talk about what later means. Tamei and misafik, u'b'tarim and a carbon. They're tamei misafik and pater from a carbon. What does that mean, pater from a carbon? For sure, pater from a carbon, chatas. Maybe chayev and ashem tali. We'll have to see. V'ezeo acharzman, what does acharzman mean? Kedei she'teirid min amita v'tatiach paneah. Enough time that she could go down from the bed and clean herself. Right, that's already la'acharzman. because that's not considered immediate that she would have, maybe she didn't have Re'iya B'shas Nida, B'shas Bia. Maybe she had it a few seconds afterwards. So, Tevet Min Amida V'Tiach Paneha, that's already out of the Vadai state. V'yachar Kach, and after this, V'tame Meis La'Eis, and any time after this, if Dam is found, then it's Matame Meis La'Eis, as we said in the first Mishnah in the Masech. V'ena Matame Es Bo'ala. And at this point, if it's found later, it's not Matame Bo'ala, really, Bo'al need this time for 7 days, as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Kalim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Abadam Es Bo'ala. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it is enough to be Matame Es Bo'ala. Rabbi Kiva says, Rashi quotes the Gemara from the first parak, Kol Me'es La'Eis, Matame Es Bo'ala, Misafik to Mashiva. Right, that was, there's no carbon involved, therefore there's no downside of treating somebody as Tame Bo'al Nida. Umodim Chachamim, L'Rabbi Akiva, Baroa Kesem, Shematam Es Bo'ala. Chacham agreed to Rabbi Kiva, by Ksamim, ironically, that Ksamim were only Durabanan, but the Tumah, we assume maybe Kesem reflects that there was Tumah earlier, so they would agree to that it's Matame Bala because a Re'iyah could happen right now. But a Kesem found in a Beged, we assume could really have been from earlier, and therefore Tumah is Bala, he has to be Noeg 7 days of Tumah. Tonight, Bezhem, the Daf Be'in Shir, something in Yanei Hilchas Nida, but I think we'll do Ksamim. Not sure exactly, but I think that'll be the topic of the Daf Be'in Shir. We'll send out the send out the email. Okay.
If they're really only worried about Taras here, then why not just wait until the morning when they're going to be before they're supposed to be Taras the next time?
What are the, meaning you're saying if she checked herself right before. If she checked it right before, and she checked herself right after, so afterwards, then just wait till the morning. They'll be with towers until the morning. No, there wasn't electricity there. Maybe there was the lighting, and they wanted to eat something. Wanted to eat something before daybreak. But you're right. They didn't want to affect their behavior. Gemara, v'neichesh demodam acholesu. In all these cases, why do we assume this? Vadei tum, vadei dam, and it's been abia. Maybe it's the dam of a louse. Maybe it was a little bug that got smushed. And therefore, it wasn't from her at all. So, two answers. Elmer, Abzera, Oso, Makom, Batuk, Uetzel, Macholas. No, there are no bugs in that area. Batuk, Uetzel, Macholas. Ika, Damri, Dachuk, Uetzel, Macholas. Or, there's basically no bugs there. Dachuk doesn't mean impossible. Dachuk means it's very dachuk, literally, to say that there's a bug there, but it might have got pushed in there. Might be. Now, we give it now. There's Dachuk, Macholas, Vitzufa. The nafkamina is, if you find a smushed bug, Rashi explains, a little bit away from the kesem. Not on the kesem, because then it's obvious. But you find a drop of dam, and a little bit away from that, you find the smushed bug. According to the opinion that says, baduk, hame alma asois. And obviously, this came from outside, right, this dam, because it's baduku. Lachlisha, damar dachuku, emashamish ritzpa. But if you say dachuk, maybe there was a bug on the outside, and when the bia took place, the force of the bia brought the bug in and smushed it at that spot. So both of those cases, that could be the one could have a kula, one could have a kula there. Okay, itzmar. There's a lot to talk about by ksamim, but let's go a little bit more, and then we'll mention somewhat. Itmar batka beta batik law. So two cases. First, if she checks, again, all these are legabe taris. We don't have these bedikas bezman hazeh, checking by tashmish. Itmar batka beta batik law. If a woman checked beit habatik, v'tachso biyarcha, she checked with an aid, and without looking at it, it was dark. Right, it was dark, which is the halachas during a ma'isibia. It has to be dark in the room. And so therefore, she just wiped it on her leg. She checked, she did an internal exam, she wiped it on her leg, and then ulumachar matza alei dam. And on the next morning, she found on it dam. What's it? What's it? So, various deis. If you look in the Ramban here, the Ramban is a dea that only on the thigh and not on the beged. So, is that any type of riot that it must have come from somewhere else? Right? Or was it found on both?
Why did she do a bedik on her leg?
She didn't do a bedik on her leg, but she just wiped it there just as a way to be able to see, because that was dark. She couldn't look at the bedika. And maybe she would lose the bedika cloth by the time the morning comes. Therefore, she wiped it on her leg after the bedika to be able to look at her leg in the morning. Right? That's why. So, Lamakam Adol Adam. So, there's a big discussion exactly where it was found. There are Tosfos here quotes, it was found on the aid, in the name of Ramin Hanan, it was found on the beged and not on the leg. Okay, either way, different pshatim given. So,
there was no aid and she found on her leg.
If there was no aid and she found on her legs, the question is there a taliyah? Is there a taliyah? That relates. It relates also, is it in a place where it could have fallen from her? meaning the inside of the leg and the outside of the leg. So there are, there's a world of ksamim on basar, even more chamor. You might not even need a shear on basar, as the Shulchan Aruch says. So Amar Rav, so Rav says, Tamei Nida, she's Tamei. We assume it came from her. Amalei Rav Simi Bar Chiya, V'choshesh Amar Tlan. What do you mean? We heard choshesh, not vadai Tamei Nida. It's only suffix. It mar nami amar Shmuel tamei anida v'chein mar be'medra tamei anida. But Shmuel ends in the base letters, they also said vadai tamei. So in the case where you have an eda baduk and it was wiped on the leg, we assume that that dam came from her and therefore she is vadai tamei. Itmar, but what about this case? Itmar be'ed she'eno baduk la. What if she used an aid that was not baduk? What does that mean? Eid she'eno baduk. So Tosfos says, this is Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis. Eid she'eno baduk means, Nira Lafarish, top Tosfos. Di yada shahaya naki lufne yomo yomayim. She knew it was clean a couple of days ago. Viata b'shas b'tika natlasa mimaka mamutz. Now she took it from the spot below baduka. She knew it was clean a few days ago, but now she took it without checking. Aval Einir Lafari doesn't mean that it was never baduk, because then obviously you're going to be makel. But here's a case where it was baduk, you just didn't check right beforehand. So that's the case. If she checks with an eid she'ein baduk la, and what happened? V'nichso b'kupsa. And she puts it down in a box. She puts it in a box. Rashi says here that she does not say a case of tachsa b'yirecha in this case, because it would have been a svek sveka lakula. The bottom Rashi. Maybe Dilma, maybe it didn't come from the aid wiped on the thigh. Maybe it was there even earlier. And even if it came from the aid, maybe it was on the bedika cloth before she used it. Right? It was Eid She'eino Baduk. So Rashi, that's why it doesn't quote the Yerecha here, because that would have been a Svek Sveka Lakula. But back to the case. If she checks with an Eid She'eino Baduk and she puts it down in a kufsa, Ulamachar Matzah Olav Dam. So, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kol Yamav, Shal Rabbi Chiya Timei. Or Reb Chiya's life, he always said tummy in this case. Because she wiped herself, she put it in the box, and obviously it came from there. Ula Ezek Nasatir. But now, as he got older, he was Matar. Because after all, it was an Eid She'eino Baduk. So how do you know it wasn't there beforehand? So he was Matame, and then he was Matar later in his life. Ibai Lahu. Hei Chikamer. What exactly did it mean? What was his level of Tuma, and then what was his level of Tara? Kol Yamav Timei Mishum Nida. Was it that he thought it was in the world of Nida, which is Mamish, Nida, Re'iya, and then he lowered it to Kesem? That's what it means, Tar, Tar Mishum Nida, Tame Mishum Kesem. Odilma, or no, Kal Yama Tame Mishum Kesem. No, even originally, it wasn't Tumas Nida, it was just Tame Mishum Kesem, Durabanan. Ula Ezek Nuso Tiyami Velo Klum. When he got older, she was totally Tar. So Tashma, let's see if we can prove it. What was Reb Chiya's thinking? Tanya, Batcha Beishena Batek Lavi Nichle B'Kufsa L'Machar Matzah L'Avdam. That's the case. Rabbi Omer Tamei Mishum Nida. Rabbi Chiya Amar Tamei Mishum Kesem. Rabbi says Nida. Rabbi Chiya there is Mekel and says Tamei Mishum Kesem. Amar Lo Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Chiya answered Rabbi. You say it's Nida. Iyata Modesh Etzricha Kegris Va'od. Don't you agree to me that you need a gris, the size of a gris? Sizes reflect the world of Ksamim. By your re'iyah, by a real re'iyah, you don't need any type of size. On a bedika cloth, you don't need any type of size. Only in the world of ksamim, that's one of the five internal kulas of ksamim, which maybe we'll talk about tonight, that is ashir. So Rabbi Chiya says to Rebbe, how can you say it's tamei mishum nida? Don't you yourself agree that you need a shear? And if you need a shear, you know, that obviously it's not nida.
It's about an eight.
Sorry?
It's about an eight.
But we're talking, but I'm saying, but you're Tami Mishum, because it was aid. How are you treating it? It wasn't aid, but because it was aid chain of Baduk, and he found that in the morning. So let's continue. So Amarle Avo. So he says, you're right. So Amarle Emkein Afata Sito Kesem. So you're treating it in the world of Ksamim. Right, Rashi. Noik Atabodin Kesem. And without this, because the whole thing is a suffix. Because, second skinny line, de'ivadai re'iyahave migufa kidakamid afilu kein charto, ubapachas mikan. If it's a real re'iyah, but here, because you have sveika, it's a question of how you're treating it. It was a bedika. It wasn't an internal bedika. It was a wipe after bia. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about a wipe after bia. It's not an internal bedika. That's the better answer, right? So that's what? So it's considered a kesem. That's what Rabbi Chiya is telling Rabbi. He's saying, but don't you consider a kesem? So how could you be mitami or mishum nida? So Rabbi Asavar, Rabbi hold, no, be'ina kegris va'ola fuki midam macholas. You just need more than a gris to take and make sure that we're not choshesh, that it's a bug. It was a bug once you get it big enough. But once you get it big enough and out of that chshash, the kibin denofak la midam macholas, vada migufa asa. Where else did it come from? And therefore, I could treat it as a nida in this case as well. That is the discussion between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. But now we get to the proof. So, my love, when did this conversation took place? That Rebbe Chiya is the one that says, Bishum Kesem. My love, Bizignu Sokai. Didn't this take place when he was older? Because why? What's the proof? Let's just finish the line. Habi alduso timi mishum nida. Shvamina. Must have been when he was younger, he was mishum nida. Then he changed to lakula mishum kesem. How do you know? Maybe because he wouldn't talk to Rebbe like this. Maybe he didn't talk to Rebbe, the Tosfos says, he didn't talk to Rebbe in third person. He just spoke to him directly. So he was like a Talmud Chaver. And that's how you know it was when he was older. Right? Rashi says the fact that he even just argues on his Rebbe. Either way, this is the discussion of, again, the external wipe. We'll get to in a few minutes later on in today's Amud. It's not an internal exam, because that would take too long, and that wouldn't be Vadai. And the Mishnah today, we're talking about a case of Vadai. If it was a Vadai, it'd be Chayav Achatas. So we're not talking about an internal exam, it's an external wipe after Bia. So the question is, what is that considered? Does that have the power to make her Tamei Mishum Nida, or not? So that is, Rebbe says yes, and Rebbe Chiya says no, it is not strong enough. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, Mishtabeach le Rebbe, le Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. I guess we'll have to wait for some discussions till Ezrim tonight. Mishtabeach le Rebbe, le Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Chama, Rebbe Bisa, to Adam Gadolu. Rebbe was talking to Rebbe Yossi, and he was telling him how great a person Rebbe Chama, Rebbe Bisa is. Amazing person. Are you allowed to do that? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Kufsam Gimel at the end, that you shouldn't be Mesaper, B'tovaso shel Chavei Rosh, and B'tovaso bala de Gnuso. You're not talking about anybody. You're not supposed to talk about people. Right? Even Balasarepik Bishvacho. So some of the Achronim there discuss, you know, but you find in various Gemaras that it is done, like this Gemara. So maybe it means not to be Marbeh. A little bit is okay. Maybe in front of people that you know love him is different. In front of a tzaddik. If you look in the Chassam Sofer writes in its Shuvah, in the last Chelek, in Chelek Vav, it says when it comes to a tzaddik, it's a mitzvah to tell over tzaddik stories. Gedolim stories, just ones that inspire, not ones that give you chalishas adas. But yet he says, near and his daiti to tzarach lasim leiv v'lavachi halasaper b'shevach hasadikim mi mitzvah gedola v'yemken amay nechush shenovel idiganuso hamitzvah be'idna demasik ba mignu matzli. It says there in that Gemara they're not supposed to say over the something negative. It says no, that's not talking about tzadikim where it's a mitzvah to say it over. Okay, but this is the Simon Nuntas. You're going to look it up in Chelik Vav of the Chassam Sofer. So, anyways, he said over to him that he was a great person. So, Amar Lo, look, Shevav Liat Chavei Oilai, Iliati. You know, when he comes over, you know, send him over to my way. I want to schmooze with him. Kiyasa Amar Lo, when he says, came to him, he says, Boy Mine Milsa, you know, ask me something. Ask me something. That was the test in those days. We asked him this question. If you check with an H-A-N-O batik, you put it down in a box, and you check the next morning, you found dam. Tame your tar. So remember, Rabbi Chiya said, Tame Mishum Kesen. Rabbi said, Tame Mishum Nita. So, Amar Lo. So, Rabbi Chama says to the questioner, Kedivrei Abba Emelecha, or Kedivrei Rabbi Emelecha. You want me to tell you, this is what Rabbi Chama Barbisa asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi answers him, whose answer do you want? You want my father's answer? Kedivrei Abba? Or you want Rebbe? Kedivrei Rebbe Emelecha. So who do you want? Amar Leih, Kedivrei Rebbe Emelecha. So tell me Rebbe's Shita. Don't tell me your father's Shita. Tell me Rebbe's Shita. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Zesh Omar Lav Dadam Gadalu. What do you talk? They say you're a great person. Why do you want to know Rebbe's Shita, not my father's Shita? Heichmanichin Divrei Harav, Veshomin Divrei HaTalmud. Right, Rebbe's a Talmud of my father, Rabbi Yossi. Don't you want to know the Rebbe? Right, Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. Right, don't you want to know the Rebbe, the Rebbe's Shita, which is not Rebbe in this case? So, Rebbe Chama Bar Bisa Savar, Rebbe Reish Mesiftehu, Veshchichi Rabin Kamei, Umechad Dishmaitza. Wow. Rebbe was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was involved in life. He was involved in Shilas all the time. And therefore, Machadish Maisei, you wanted to know that, you know, sometimes there are differences between somebody who sits in the base medrash and is not involved in the world and what you'd paskin based on the Rishonim versus what life, what's the Minhag Olam, what do people do, what are the Nosek Kalim, what are the important Chuvis, and so he says, that's why he asked that Shita. Fascinating. My Rebbe, my Rebbe Yossi, what did they say? Amar Ravada Bramasa, Tana, Rebbe Matame, as we had earlier, Rebbe Yossi Matire. Period. The Amar Rebbe Zeira, Kishatime Rebbe, Kirebbe Meir. When Rebbe was Matame, he was following the following sheet of Rebbe Meir, who was also Machmir in a Safek case. Ukshatir Rebbe Yossi Latmotir. And Rebbe Yossi was just following his consistent opinion, Titania, or the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah later on, Titan. Haisha Shai Zoset Srachay Avaras Adam. Big Sugyas. A woman who sees Dam while she's going to the bathroom. She's going to the bathroom. Rebbe Meir Omer. Well, it depends. Rebbe Meir says, Im Omedes, if she is standing. I mean, she's not relaxed sitting down, but she is crouching down. So we're worried that somehow the Meirag Lion didn't come straight out. She wasn't so relaxed. It went back in and maybe got mixed up in some Danida and then came out. So that's why we're worried. If she's Omedes, she's crouching in a tight position. Tameya, then she's Tameya. It's a Suffolk. Im Yoshev Estar, but if she's sitting relaxed, then we assume the Meirag Lion just came out straight from the source of the Meirag Lion, Tahora. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Bengach Bengach Torah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, what are you talking about? The Meirag Lion don't come from the same source. And therefore, even if she's crouching a little bit and she's not so comfortable, we don't have to be worried. But what do you see from there? Rabbi Yossi, in the case of Safik, is Mako, Tahar, so too in our case. Rabbi Meir is Machmir, and that's who Rabbi went like in our Sugya. Amar Ravacha, Bred Rav, Al Ravashi, Vaha Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Kshetimi Rameir, Lotime, Elamishim Kesem. Ah, you want to tell me that there are equal Shitas, but when Rabbi Meir was Matame, he said it's Tame Mishum Kesem, meaning it's the Durabana level, Vila Rabbi Mishum Nidakamar. Rebbe was one step up. You tell me Rebbe was like Rebbe Meir, but Rebbe was more Machmir. So Amar Le'anan Hachi Kamrinan. Yes, Ki Itmar Ahi Mishum Nida Itmar. No, you got the Mesorah wrong. Rebbe Meir was Matame Mishum Nida. He wasn't just Matame Mishum Kesem. Good. A little bit more, and then we'll stop. Nimsa Al Shelah. There's a big problem, just to mention. The Gemara seems to equate the Dam Bahashtana and the Dam on the Bedika clause, right? We parallel it. The Rambam is Paskins differently in each case. The Rambam Paskins, Inuchas Yisuri Bia, like Rabbi Chia, that an Eche and Obadak is Tamei, while Dam Bahashtana, he's Mekel, even if she's Omedes. So the Novsa Kilim try to figure out exactly how the Gemara seems to parallel them. You know, how do we say that it's a Chilak? Okay, last section, Tanur Rabbanan, Ezeo Shir Veses, what Nimsa Allah Shalah Oseim Tameim. So what does it mean immediate? What does immediate mean that you'd be Chayav Achatas? And then, after that, where you would be chayav chadas. Tana rabbanan, ezel shir veses. We had this already. Mashal on the Shabbos is daf. Mashal shamish ve'eish omdim b'sad hamashkof. It's a mashal of a shamish, which is the eber hazachar, and the aid, the bedika cloth, waiting right at the opening. But you see, it's a shamish nichnas aid havivesa shamar lekinuach avolol bedika. So first of all, it has to be immediately after bia, and not a Bedika internally, just a kinua, which is an external wipe. Either one longer than that, if she has to go hold the bedika cloth and then put it and then wipe herself, that's too long. That's not vadai karban. And also, if she does an internal exam, that's too long. Both of those cases were worried that the nidus came after the bia and not during the bia. So therefore, it's only if it's the second mamish right after the bia, right after the man exits, right when she does an external wipe. Other than that, it wouldn't be a vadai that she was a nida b'shas bia. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will, Bezhem, to continue. So tonight we'll have a dapi'in shir 8:45. I'm sorry.